like to call to order this Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, AMAT's Technical Advisory Committee meeting to order. Mr. Chairman Curtis, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Thank you very much. Moving on to minutes. I will, of the March 18th, 2021 meeting, I'll entertain a motion.
Will Wakey so move?
Jim Bowling, second.
Hearing on a motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to staff reports, financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right, so for the financial progress report, which is attachment 3, hey, sorry, it's taking me a long while to find this thing. Attachment 3A, through February, we spent about 51% of the budget, so we are on budget, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions for Curtis, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Bashara Rittman.
Bowling, second. Get you by a second, Jim, again. Sorry.
Hearing a motion and a second, all in favor say or signify aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So I will be brief. I think a lot of you know infrastructure has been a very popular topic when it comes to the national debate right now and how to pay for it and what we can expect. So I think we continue to monitor the situation. I think I'm still optimistic that we will have a new bill, hopefully by the fall. However, what it will look like and the amounts, I think will be interesting to see how it all comes down. I am encouraged that I do think there is a major investment in infrastructure, which is positive. And, you know, we want to be prepared, and part of this meeting is preparing to put those funds to good use if we do get more than what we've received in the past. So with that, I will stop, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Curtis? Hearing none, we will move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, actually, the main reason we're here is because of our federal funds situation. It's really not a bad thing. It's probably a good thing that we have some balances that we need to spend down. Now, after the attachment 3C was written and sent out, we received, every Monday MS receives federal or balances reports from ODOT, and I'm happy to say that because we moved some projects into 21 and also because of some other things that were able to happen, the amount that we're subject to lose now in 21 has been reduced to $227,000. Now, on the attachment, it states we're subject to lose around $800,000. But fortunately, because some projects did move up, we did reduce that to $227,000. So that is good news, and we do have some options on how we plan to use that money that we'll discuss in a little while. Now, moving on to fiscal year 22, we have a balance of approximately $5 million that we want to try to spend down by accepting some resurfacing applications. If we do not spend the money down, we're subject to lose approximately almost $2 million due to ODOT's recall policy. So we'll discuss that more later also. Then on top of that, in fiscal years 23 and 24, we are receiving $4 million from the coronavirus relief package. and that needs to be spent in 23 and 24, and we're receiving $4 million, but we're planning to probably we'll try to program about $6 million worth of projects just to make sure that none of that gets wasted in case something falls through the cracks. So anyhow, that's about it for the federal funds report. We will probably spend the rest of this meeting discussing our special resurfacing application process to try to use up these funds. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none. Moving on. Curtis, I don't see any old business. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Right. No old business. Moving on to new business. AMAT special round of funding policy guidelines, attachment 5A. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as Dave alluded to, yeah, we are dealing with balances. The positive news, even on top of what Dave just shared, is that there is a project in Norton that is also moving up into 2021. That is not yet on ODOT's books for a little less than $400,000, so we should have eliminated our potential carryover completely for 2021, which is great news, unless, you know, every project sells for 30% less than the construction estimates, which, you know, we've been seeing happening here. So I think we've pretty much done all that we can to protect the program. And, you know, we'll continue to look for more opportunities to do that in 2021. But I think, you know, staff feels good that we now have about, I think, about an extra $200,000 over what's subject to recall at this point. So that's positive on 2021. And, again, that could not have happened without our friends from ODOT at District 4. Chad and his team made every effort to move up a Monroe Falls project that was an ODOT let project, as well as our friends in Monroe Falls who were willing to move that up, and then our friends in Norton who were willing to move up one of their resurfacing jobs from the first quarter of 2022. So I really do appreciate that and having that ability. Yeah, so as Dave mentioned, getting into 2022, 23, and 24, in 2022, we appear to have roughly almost $5 million worth of carryover. We think it's absolutely critical, one, to show the need, but also to ensure that we don't provide ODOT any incentive to recall funds. We want to get out a quick program of projects that we think communities can commit to and complete in the fiscal year of 2022. The goal of this program would be after policy committee tomorrow, applications would be made available for a special round of funding for 2022. And I'll start with the 2022 round, and then I'll talk about the 23 and 24 round. The 2022 round would be mostly the amount we're projected to carry over. What we would be looking for is we've streamlined some of our scoring criteria. We're looking for if a community commits to getting a project done in 2022 and they fail to do so, AMATS will reserve the right to penalize that community in the next round of funding 10 points on their highest scoring project. So the point of the 2022 funding is not a, hey, you know, we're going to see if we can get it done. The point of the 2022 projects are we really want communities to come to us that can deliver a project in a calendar, in a fiscal year, but basically in a 12-month period for resurfacing. Because of that, some of the important things that we've changed is that you get bonus points if you do not have a project in 2023 or 2024 already. So if you have a project programmed in 23 or 24, the thought process is that you have every opportunity to move that project up to 2022. If you have not done so, that would mean that there's no capacity to do an additional project in 2022. So the idea behind that scoring criteria is that we would give bonus points to communities that do not currently have a project in fiscal year 2020 2023 or 2024. Did I say that right? Is that correct? Okay. So then there's also, we've extended the fair share points down to zero. So it used to go 25 and then it would stop at 150% fair share. On the 2022 round of funding, we've extended that fair share points down to zero so that communities that are over 150 fair share can have more competitive applications as well for the round of 2022. Then AMATS does have a round of funding for 2023 and 2024 that will include, as Dave mentioned, $4 million of stimulus funds and then potential also what we see as future potential carryover funding that could potentially happen. As part of that, we would be keeping very similar guidelines to the 2019 funding round of projects. So that round would be, we would provide points that they would stop at the fair share at 150, and it would also include maintenance performed by sponsor points, which are not in the 2022 round of funding. I should mention for both programs, members are encouraged to apply for up to two projects for both 2022 and two projects for 2023, and both categories have a priority points project, so you can select which project is your priority to provide to be able to get more points. The 2023-2024 round of funding is a $6 million maximum, or a $6 million total with a $700,000 maximum per project. The 2022 is a $800,000 maximum for projects. So I think what AMATS tried to do, and when we met with the TAC TIP subcommittee earlier this April, was we wanted to create a fair policy that we felt like encapsulated what our policy committee has directed with past practice for our funding policy, but also try to incentivize projects and communities that feel like they can deliver a project quickly. I think, you know, for those of us in the committee that have often stated, you know, "Hey, I want a resurfacing project. Why do I have to wait 4 years to get it paved?" This is a situation where you're not going to have to wait to get it paved. So this is an opportunity. You know, I think we are very, you know, we feel good about the program. I think we think that the scoring criteria is fair. We think that it does a nice job of, you know, if a community thinks that they can't make the 2022, well, you've got just another bite at the apple at the 23-24 round of funding as well. So, you know, we are really looking to do this to you know, get as maximum participation, allow multiple communities to participate, and then also, just as an aside, is that this program does follow the typical resurfacing program that AMATS does. So, as not specified in here, the funding policy guidelines, the 2019 guidelines, which outline what roads are eligible, as in, you know, non-state route, federal aid, non-ODOT routes, et cetera, all those, that guidance stays in the language as well for this special round of funding. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. There is on the page, the second page, you'll see a timeline. So obviously our TAC committee is today, policy is tomorrow. We are going to accept applications starting tomorrow. Projects are due by May 5th. Projects will be scored and sent out via mail out on May 7th. So the staff has about a 48-hour turnaround for the fiscal year 2022 projects. Our goal in May for our May meetings is to approve the 2022 projects. And then we will have a special meeting in June to approve the 2023 and 2024 projects. So you will be asked to participate in meetings monthly at AMATS through June as we work through this aggressive timeline. So finally, with that, I guess I'd open it up to questions and comments. And again, the staff is looking for technical advisory approval to take to the policy committee.
I would just like to add that if you don't get a project in 23 or 24 or 22, we still plan on doing our regular funding, our regular round of funding later this summer, probably around August. So I just wanted to make that clear that in addition to this, we still have a regular round of funding scheduled.
Thanks for pointing that out. And that will include a resurfacing round of funding. So there's going to be another resurfacing opportunity for out years of 26 and 27 and 25 in the September. Amy Moore is asking on the chat about legislation, and that's a great question. What we would like to do is in May, we'll pass a resolution asking, basically with the caveat that you have to have your resolution or your legislation in by, I believe we were thinking June 1st. I think that's what was the date. Was it June 1st or July 1 for the legislation for communities? We want to give you guys enough time, so we're going to approve it without legislation, but we would still like legislation, I would say, probably by July 1st. I think it was July 1st that we had in there. But either way, the point is that we'll be looking to approve it before we get the legislation. But we would still like communities to provide legislation to move forward.
Curtis, is it safe to assume that July 1st is that deadline?
Yes, we'll make July 1st that deadline.
Okay.
And the point would not be to penalize communities, just to give you guys the time that you need to get that legislation.
Hey, Curtis, the 2023-2024 projects...
Yep.
I know 2022 is due by May 5th. I'm trying to find on here when is 2023.
The 23 and 24 will also be due on May 5th.
Okay.
We'll be approving them at separate times. So,
okay.
It might take us another week to score the 23-24.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Curtis, did you see the new chat message?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I did not. Oh, so Chris, the PCI ratings are right on the front page of our website. There's a little button below the slider that says Pavement Condition Index 2019-2020.
Any other questions or comments for Mr. Baker or staff? We got another chat.
So the results for the 23-24 scoring, when will those be identified? We will hopefully be providing those hopefully even earlier than the July or the June mail out. So what we're going to do is in the 48 hours, we're going to score the 2022 projects and get those ready for the mail meeting, and then we're going to start scoring the 23-24. So you will have those for sure by the June mail-out meeting, or by the June mail-out, which I believe in the timeline is 6/10. So you'll know by June 10th for sure what if you are in the scoring for 23 and 24. Resurfacing only, no STBG. So this project, these projects to spend this money is purely resurfacing projects only through our resurfacing policies.
Any other questions or comments for Mr. Baker?
Thank you, Curtis and team, for doing this and putting it together. We appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. And honestly, I mean, I think this is the opportunity that we really are asking our communities to step up and, you know, and provide more projects and I think hopefully show that need that we know is out there. And I, you know, my hope is that with all this investment, our average PCI is going to go up multiple points here in the next couple years. And that's what I think our goal is as a planning agency for when it comes to resurfacing. So I think it's a positive thing.
Curtis, I did not see this listed on the agenda as a motion needed, but I think I heard you say you needed one. Is that
yes,
correct?
I would appreciate a motion to approve.
McCleary, so moved to approve.
Second.
Did you get the second, Kerry?
Chris Papp.
All right, all in favor, say or signify aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes.
Go
ahead, Dave.
I'm sorry. I would just like to make one comment. The applications are due May 5th, but if you can get them in sooner, that would really be appreciated. The sooner, the better. Because I have the feeling this is going to be very popular, and it'd be nice to not have them all come in at one time. And of course, if you can send them in electronically, I don't believe we're Curtis. Are we going to need paper copies?
Actually, that's a great comment. Yeah, I think we can do all of it electronically.
The last round of scoring, I didn't really use the paper copies all that much. So, of course, some of the larger projects have maps and things, but I think this can all be done electronically. So I don't see a need for even trying to submit paper copies.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to outline that on the application. Make sure we'll put that in the application.
All right, Curtis, I see no resolutions.
Nope.
Nor do I see any other business.
Nope.
Our next meeting will be Thursday, May 13th at 1:30. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wheatley, so move.
McCleary, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is being none opposed.
All right, thank you all very much. Yeah, thank you, everyone. And again, good luck. And if you have questions about your applications, you know where to find us, and we'll be happy to help.